Today's Amud is Tainis Chavav Mebeis. We're in the middle of the Mishnah, holding on Chavav Mebeis, six lines from the top, Mishanichnes of Mimakdin Besimcha. So says the Mishnah, discussing now the halachas of the 9 days, Mishanichnes of Mimakdin Besimcha, that once we enter Chodesh of, so then we're Mimayit Besimcha. The way we paskin, is that what that means is that we don't do business that involves Simcha, we don't build, we don't plant, anything that's not essential, things that are essential, essential building, essential planting, that's mutter. But stam, just to paint the house or do things of building and planting related or business related that are not essential, so that already we're memayit once during the 9 days. Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av liayis b'saicha. Once we get to the shvuah shechal ba Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out during. So if let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, so then the Sunday before, always the Sunday starting from the Sunday, the matzah Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the shvuah shechal ba. So then already it's aser milasaper. You're not, person is not allowed to get a haircut. Milachabis were to do the laundry. That's at least medina de Gemara, medina de Mishnah. That's only aser during the shvuah shechal ba. Ashkenazim have a minhag not to get a haircut throughout the entire 3 weeks and not to do laundry during the entire 9 days, but that's really just a minhag, bidina de Mishnah. So then the isser is only during the Shavua Shechalba, that's when there's an isser to get a haircut, that's when there's an isser to do laundry. Ubechamishi mutar mimnei kveida Shabbos. And on Thursday, if let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Friday, I don't believe we have that today in our calendars, but in the Zman Chazal where Tisha B'Av could fall out on a Friday, so then on Thursday it was a mutter to do laundry in order to have clothes for Shabbos, which would be then after Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yeichal adam shnei tavshilin. And his halacha, as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, so the avelos gets more and more intense. So on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person's not allowed to have two cooked dishes. V'yoychal basar, v'yishta yayin. He's not allowed to have meat, and he's not allowed to have wine, which we all have the minhag not to eat meat or drink wine during the entire 9 days, or for the most part, I believe Yemenites, Taimanim, have the minhag not to drink wine or eat meat only on Erev Tisha B'Av, like we see from the Mishnah. This is only on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, for the most part, are all Nayig already the beginning of the 9 days, not to eat meat or to drink wine. Ashkenazim, even on Rosh Chodesh Av, Sfaradim typically will eat meat or drink wine on Rosh Chodesh, but starting from Beis Av and onwards, so then there's a minhag not to eat meat or drink wine. But again, Medina de Mishnah, so that also, that's only an Isser on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Yeshane, he says you have to make a Shinoi. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai Bekviyas Amita. Rabbi Yehuda said that on Tisha B'Av, a person has to turn over his bed, literally turn it upside down and not sleep on his bed. However, the Chachamim were not Maida, and the Lacha that a person is allowed to sleep on his bed regularly on Tisha B'Av. There was no Yamim Taivim for Klal Yisrael like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The way the Meiri explains on Laman Aleph Laman Aleph is that the Mishnah over here is putting this in as if to say, you know, that a person shouldn't be Miyayish from the Tzareis right after Tisha B'Av. We have the biggest Yom Tov of the year. We have Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur follows not so long later. So these are the two biggest Yamim Taivim that we have. Shebehen, and on these days, B'nais Yerushalayim Yaitzais B'Klei Lavan, the women, the Jewish women, that the single Jewish women would go out wearing white clothing. She'ula, and they were borrowed clothing. Shelo Levayish Es Misha Einlai. So this way no one should be embarrassed if they don't have any. Everybody was wearing somebody else's clothes. So even someone that didn't have, everyone was asking other people for clothes. So the one who didn't have didn't have to feel bad. This way no one felt bad. Everybody borrowed clothes from each other, which is an interesting concept. This is very negea to like the idea of having a takana chasana or a takana kiddush, that everyone should have the same kiddush, everyone should have the same chasana, kiddush lo yivayish es misha einlay. So the makar phrase is really from this Mishnah. We have it also by Tachrichim. We find different places in Shas where Chazal made a takana shelo yivayish es misha einlay, where they said that everyone should do something in the same way so that other people shouldn't be embarrassed. Now the question is that we find other times that Chazal don't make this takana, like the Mishnah Bikurim and Paragimel Mishnah Ches. It brings that when they brought Bikurim, so wealthy people would bring it in fancy baskets, gold and silver baskets, and poor people would bring it in very cheap baskets. So over there we find that Chazal did not make a gzera shelo levayish es misha einlay, that everybody should use the same type of baskets. So now the question becomes, so when do we say that you're supposed to have a takana wedding, a takana kiddush, or all sorts of takanas that shalal levayish is misha einloi. And when do we say that no, it's okay for people to be different? The answer to that question is then going to be the sugyos. Now, how does that apply to chasanas? How does that apply to kedushim and things like that? When do you say that we should do everything, that there should be one standard shalal levayish is misha einloi? And when do we find, and what's the rule when chazal are okay with people doing things differently? So this is one of the big ma'amar kaimis for that sugya. The Kopanim says the Mishnah Vayter that Kola Ke'ilim Tunin Tefila, that since they were borrowing clothing from each other, you never knew if someone else's clothing were tummy or tar, so when you took the clothing, you had to get the Tevila. U'benayz Yerushalayim Yaitzayis, then the B'nayz Yerushalayim, they would go out to the fields, V'choyleis Bikramim, and they would dance in circles in the vineyards. U'mayu Oimreis, and what would they say? They would say, Bachar, they would say, you young men, to the unmarried men, they would say, young men, tune and tefillah, lift up your eyes. Rav Galinsky points out in Vigadita that you see that they weren't looking. Naturally, the men weren't looking. They're Shmir Sinayim. The woman said, no, you can look, it's okay. You can look, it's a tzarech for a shidduch, you're allowed to look. Urei ma'ata bayrulach, come and look, see what you're choosing for yourself. Al titene necha benoi, don't place your eyes in just the beauty. Tene necha b'mishpacha. You should look at the yichus. Sheker achim behevelo yoifi. That's all sheker. Beauty is nothing. Isha yiras Hashem mitasalo. The ikar is the yir shemayim that the woman has. Va'imer tenulam priyadav yahalu b'sharim aseha. Again, we'll see more about this. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa which discusses this in more detail in the end of the mesachta. V'chinu aimer. So that was about tuba. So then v'chinu aimer about yom kippurim. That yom kippurim was also a very big simcha that they would go out and they would dance in the fields and it was a big simcha. Like we find a remnant to this from the pasuk, which says, "Tzeenu re'ena b'nai siyon, the b'nai siyon, the b'nai Yerushalayim. You should go out. You should dance in circles. But Melech Shlomo ibataris she'itchula imay, and rejoice with the King Shlomo Melech, which is really referring. It's a mashal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rejoice to Hashem, ba'taris she'itchula imay." With the crown that his mother made for him, referring to Klal Yisrael, b'yoyim chasunasoi, on the day of his chasana, interesting stam that the pasuk and the mashal, so Shlomo is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and his mother is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is nimshal to the mother of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Stam interesting. B'yoyim chasunasoi, look at this crown that they gave him on the day of his chasana, b'yoyim simchas liboi, so the Mishnah darshins that b'yoyim chasunasoi zeh matan Torah. That b'yom chasunasai, that's referring to the chasna, is referring to the chasna of Matan Torah, which is Yom Kippur, when we got the luchais. U'b'yom simchas libay, zeh binyan beis hamikdash, yibana b'meir b'yameinu. And b'yom simchas libay, that's referring to Bezvas Hashem, which we'll have very soon, the binyan beis hamikdash. So now says the Gemara, b'shloi shaprakim b'shana kihanim naisin eskapeh. So this is going back now to the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah said that there are three times during the year that the kihanim they duchin four times during the day. And we said that the four times during the day that they duchin is shachris, musaf, mincha, and ila. And the three times that they were duchin at all four of these tefillas was tanyais, mamadais, and yom kippurim. So now ask the Gemara that tanyais and mamadais meika musaf. On Yom Kippur, fine, you have all four tefillas. On Tainis and Mamadais, you only have three tefillas. Yeah, you have Ne'ilah, so you have Shacharis, you have Mincha, you have Ne'ilah, but you don't have Musaf. You don't have Musaf on Tainis and Mamadais. So says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechzer V'Achi Ketani. In the Chanami, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. It doesn't mean to say that on all three of these times, we would duchen four times during the day. Rather, Ketani, Achi Ketani, that B'Shleish HaPrakim, there's three times during the year that Kehanim Naisen Eskapeyam calls Manchem Esfalen. There are three times during the year that the Kehanim would duchen every single time that they would daven. Which was that something that they did all year round. Only during these three times of the year, Kehanim would duchen all the tefillas of the day. V'yesh mehen arba pamim, and some of these days, there's even four times, meaning on Yom Kippur, it came out that they were duchen four times. Four times during one day. Shacharis, u'musaf, minchov, nil sharim. V'eilu ein shleish haprachim, and these are the three times during the year. Tanyais, u'mamadais, yom kippurim. So Tanyais, u'mamadais, it was only three times during the day. It was shacharis, mincha, and ila, but it was every single tefillah. That's not something that we usually have. We don't normally duchen by mincha, as we'll see soon in the Gemara. Mincha is usually a time that we don't duchen. During these days, And sometimes not even by Ne'ilah, according to some shitas, we'll see. But during these days, so then they were duchen by every single tefillah. By Tanias, by Amadis, Yom HaKippurim, they duchen by every single tefillah. Now in Tanias and Amadis, that came out to be three times during the day. And in Yom Kippur, that came out to be four times during the day. Stam, as an aside, you see from this Gemara and from the Hemshech, the Gemara that we're going to have soon, that it seems that Bizman Chazal, they duchen by every single tefillah. Every single tefillah that they had in Shul, so the Kehanim were duchen, there was Berchas Kehanim, except for maybe Mincha, as we'll see. But other than that, they duchen by every single tefillah, every single day. The Minig Ashkenaz nowadays, and at least in Chutz Laretz, is not to duchen by every tefillah, and that's it's a Minig that needs a Yishuv. So there are terutzim that are given, but Be'etzim, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, why not? Meaning, Berchas Kehanim is a regular mitzvah, why would you only do it during the Shalosh Regalim? L'chairit should be something that you do every single day, why not? So there's different terutzim that the Achronim give. The Gra actually wanted to institute that even the Ashkenazim, that they would duchen every day in Chutz Laretz. The story goes that the Gra wanted to institute in his shul that they would duchen every day. He woke up the morning that he was going to make this new takana, and in the morning he woke up and the shul burnt down. So he took that as a siman that he's not supposed to change the minhag. But Al-Kabanim, that's just no one should be confused when we learn this Gemara, so that's what's going on. Really, Be'etzim, every day they duchened, with the exception of Mincha, every single tefillah they duchened, and on Tanis and Mamad they say duchened every single tefillah, even Mincha, and on Yom Kippur they duchened even Ne'ilah, so it came out to be four times during the day. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Amar Rabbi Baravua, that Zu Divrei Rav Meir, this that they were duchen by every single tefillah on these days, meaning even by Mincha, even by Ne'ilah, this that they duchen by every single tefillah, that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Avo Chachamim Ma'im Rem Shachar Su Musav Yesh Ben Nesiyas Kapayim, Mincha Ve Ne'ilah Eim Ben Nesiyas Kapayim. The Chachamim say that Mincha Ne'ilah you never duchen, even on Tanias, Mamadas, Yom HaKippurim, you don't duchen by Mincha and Ne'ilah. Now, Man Chachamim, who is this Shita of the Chachamim? It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Shacharis, Umusaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, Kulan Yesh Behen Nesiyas Kapayim, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir Shita is that you duchen by all four tefillahs, Shacharis, Musaf, Ne'ilah, Mincha, everything, every single tefillah you could have Berachos Kayhanim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shacharis, Umusaf, Yesh Behen Nesiyas Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Shachar Samusaf, yes, you duchen. However, Mincha v'Ne'ilah ain't ben Mesiyas Kapayim. There's never Birkas Kehanim by Mincha and Ne'ilah. And we'll see soon in the Gemara why not. But that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that we never have Birkas Kehanim by Mincha and Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yaisu Yaimer, Ne'ilah yesh ben Mesiyas Kapayim, Mincha ain't ben Mesiyas Kapayim. Rabbi Yaisu says, no, you could have it by Ne'ilah, but Mincha never. You can never have Birchas Kayana by Mincha, and again, we'll see in the Gemara why not. Says the Gemara now, B'maika Miflegi, what's this Machlaikas? What's the Yisoyed of Machlaikas? Rabbi Meir says you could always have Berchas Kayanim, every single tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda said that you cannot have it by Mincha and Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yaisi somewhere in between, he says you couldn't have it by Ne'ilah, you can't have it by Mincha. B'maika Miflegi, what's the Machlaikas? So says the Gemara, it's like this. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rav Meir holds kol yoyma taima mai loy parsikani adai b'minchasa. What's the reason why normally during the year we don't have birchas kayhanim by mincha? Right, they did have it every single day by shacharis musaf when there was musaf and ilah, but by mincha we never have birchas kayhanim. Why not? Why don't we normally have birchas kayhanim by mincha? I thought you're supposed to have birchas kayhanim by every single tefillah, every single day of the year. So why by mincha don't we have birchas kayhanim? Mishum shichras. The reason is because of shichras, is because it's after lunch. Some people they drank wine, that was the classic beverage bizman chazal, and therefore because the kayhanim might be drunk and you're not allowed to duchen when you're drunk, as we'll see soon in the Gemara, so since you're not allowed to duchen when you're drunk and there's a chashash that people might be drunk, so therefore that's why we don't normally have birkas kayhanim by mincha. However, ha'inna, now meaning on these days, tanyas, mamadas, yom kippurim, the common denominator between all three of these days is that everyone is fasting. So since everyone is fasting like a shechris, there's no chashash that anyone's going to be drunk. So since there's no chashash that anyone's going to be drunk, so therefore you're allowed to have birkas kayhanim even by mincha, and that's why Rav Meir says that on these days you have birkas kayhanim by every single tefillah. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, shachris umasav to kol yoyim al shchiya shechris legazu b'rabbanan. That no, shachris umasav, which is always before a person eats, so then the rabbanan weren't geyser. It's not Mashiach, that a person is going to be drunk, and therefore the Rabbanim were in Geyser, and then on the fast day we could have Birkas Kayhanim like usual by Shachris U'Masaf. However, by Mincha ben Ilah de Kol Yayim Mashchicha Shichras, by Zman Mincha and Ilah, you don't have Nila typically during the year, but during that time of the year, meaning the afternoon, the Zman of Mincha and Ilah, which normally during the year there's a Chashash that some people might be drunk, so therefore Gazu Burabban on the Rabbanim were Geyser that you never have Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha and Ilah ever. I don't care the fact that today's a fast day and it's not Shchiyach Shechras. Lemaisa, since during the year it is a Zman where it is Shchiyach Shechras, so therefore the Rabbanim were Geyser that there's never Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha and Ilah. Rabbi Yaisi Savar, Rabbi Yaisi holds that Mincha de Isa b'kol Yayim Agazu Barabanan. I'm asking to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to Mincha, since Mincha is a tefillah that we always have during the year, and it's a tefillah that you always have to be chayshesh, that people might be drunk, and therefore we can't allow Birkas Kayhanim, so then even on the fast day, we're not going to have Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha. Because there's a gzera, it's a white plug, that there's never Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha. However, Ni'ila de Lasa b'kol Yayim Agazu Barabanan. However, Ni'ila, the tefillah of Ni'ila, which you don't normally have during the year, so we don't have to make a gzera against Ne'ilah on a fast day. On a fast day where it's not Shchiyah Shichras, we could allow Birkas Kayhanim by Ne'ilah. In a Chanami, I'm asking by Mincha na, because by Mincha there's a loy plug that there's never Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha. However, Ne'ilah, which you only have on a fast day, so therefore there is Birkas Kayhanim by Ne'ilah. So that's the svara behind the three different shitas. Now, I'm Rav Yudah, I'm a Rav. Rav Yudah says that the name of Rav, the halacha k'Rebbi Meir, that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir, that you have Birkas Kayhanim on a fast day by every single tefillah. Rabbi Eichnan Amar, Nahagu Ha'am k'Rebbi Meir. He says that the minag is like Rabbi Meir. V'Rava Amar, minag, he says that the Am is not like Rabbi Meir. V'Rava Amar, minag k'Rebbi Meir. He says that no, it's minag k'Rebbi Meir. So what's the difference between these three different Lashonos? Explains the Gemara, the man da Amar, halacha k'Rebbi Meir. The man damar, the first man damar, who said that the halacha is k'Rebbi Meir, what that means is darshin la bepirka. Well, even darshin in the shir. If someone's giving a halacha shir, he could darshin in public. The halacha is like k'Rebbi Meir, that on a fast day, you have birkas kayhanim by every single tefillah. Man damar minug, one who says that the minug is like k'Rebbi Meir, so it's midrash loy darshinan, oiruye mairinan. So the third shita, who said that the minug is like k'Rebbi Meir, it means that you don't darshin in the shir, midrash loy darshinan, if you're giving a shir, you don't publicize this halacha. However, ayruye mayrina, if someone comes to you and asks you what's the din, so then you could pass him to him that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Uman damer nahagu, that nahagu wa'am Rabbi Meir, the middle shita, so then he holds ayruye loy mayrina. You don't even tell it to a person who asks you the shayla. It's just that vi'avin. If a person does it, if he does birkas kayanim, it's fine. V'loy mayrina, like, you don't have to tell him that he did something wrong. It's okay that he did it. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says a totally different psak, that the halacha is k'Rebbi Yosi. That no, the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yosi, that you could have Birkas Kayhanim by Ne'ilah on a fast day, but there's a light plug, you never have Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha. And says the Gemara of halacha k'Rebbi Yosi, the final psak halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that you never have Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha, even on a fast day. Va'inna ma'itayma parse kahani yadai b'minchasa detanisa. Ask the Gemara, l'maisa, the minhag today is that they do Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha Avatayinis. Go to a Sephardi shul in Chutz Laretz, come to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see by Mincha, at least those that daven Mincha Ketana, those that daven later in the afternoon. So there is Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha. Why is there Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha if the Allah is like Rabbi Yosi? So says the Gemara, Kevin de Besamach Lashkiyas Achamak Kaparsi, it's Ketfilas Ni'ila Damya. There's only Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha if you daven Mincha late in the afternoon. If you daven Mincha close to Shkia, so since that's also like the Zman of Ne'ila, so then we could make that Mincha like it's Ne'ila, and that's why you could have Birkas Kayhanim. But Eina Chanami, if it's Shul Davin's Mincha by Mincha Gedayla, if they daven early in the afternoon, so then they takadon at Birkas Kayhanim. But those that daven later in the afternoon, if you daven later in the afternoon on Antainis, so it's like the Zman of Ne'ila, even though it's the Tefillah of Mincha, since it's already now like the Zman of Ne'ila, so then you're allowed to have Birkas Kayhanim. And that's the halacha l'maisa. Says the Gemara now, What's clear from all the different shitas that we mentioned is the kuli alma mias shikur aser b'nesias kapayim. It's clear from all the different shitas, even Reb Meir, it's only on a fast day that Reb Meir said you could have Birkas Kayhanim by Mincha, but during the year not. Why? Because people are drunk. So it's clear according to every shita that the shikur, a kohen who's drunk, is not allowed to dochen. And the shaila is, ask the Gemara, is minani mili, what's the makar that the shikur is aser in Birkas Kayhanim? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum ber Kapara, Nadlama Nismucha Parshas Kayim Mevarech LaParshas Nazir. How come the Parsha of Yevarechcha of Birkas Kehanim is right next to the Parsha of Nazir? We just had it. Loimars, to teach you that my Nazir Aser B'Yayin, that just like a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, Av Kayim Mevarech Aser B'Yayin, so to a Kayin who's being Mevarech the Am, he's not allowed to be drunk, he's not allowed to have drunken wine. Namaskva Vua de Rabbi Zeiro, ask Rabbi Zeira's father, Va'amri lo Ishaya bar Zavdo, if we're comparing Birkas Kayhanim to a Nazir, Iman Nazir Aser Becharzon, Av Kaye Mevarich Aser Becharzon. So it should come out that just like a Nazir, not just is he not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to even have these different grape derivatives. He's not allowed to even have the other parts of the grapes. So if so, it should come out that the Kayim Mevarech is also, he's not allowed to have these different, he's not even allowed to have like the grape skins. Not just he's not allowed to have wine, you shouldn't even be allowed to have grapes or grape skins. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Akra, says the Pasuk says, L'sharso Yuluvarech Bishmai. And it says that to serve him and to be Mevarech in his name. And that's what it says by Birkas Kehanim. So we make a drasha that Mat Misharis Mutter Becharzon, just like a Kayin performing the Avaida, someone serving in the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to have grapes, he's allowed to have grape skins, Af Kayim Mevarech, he's Mutter Becharzon, also the Kayin doing Birkas Kayhanim, he's allowed to eat grapes. Ima asked the Gemara, Ima Mishari is Bal Mumloi, if so, if we're comparing the Kayim Mevarech to the Kayin who's serving in the Beis HaMikdash, so we should say that just like the Mishari is, if he's a Bal Mum, he's Pasol, Af Kayim Mevarech Bal Mumloi, so to a Kayin who wants to Duchen, if he's a Bal Mum, he should be Pasol. Says the Gemara, no, to that we'll say that no, the Kayin Mevarech is compared to the Nazir, that just like by a Nazir there's no such psul as being a Baal Mum, so too by Berkas Kayhanim there's no psul of being a Baal Mum. So it comes out that when it comes to Baal Mum, we compare the Kayin, the Kayin being Mevarech, we compare him to a Nazir, that it's okay if he's a Baal Mum, and when it comes to eating grapes, we compare him to the Misharis, to the Kayin doing La Vaida, that he's allowed to have grapes. So ask the Gemara, Umay Chazis the Makshas Lekum, Kula, Akish L'chumra. Why are you assuming the kulas of each side? Maybe you should compare him to the Nazir that he's not allowed to have grapes, and compare him to the Kayin Misharis that he's not allowed to be a Baal Mum. Why are you comparing a Lekula? Compare a L'chumra. That's the general rule. Anytime you have a Hekish, and you could use a Lekula or a L'chumra, L'chumra Makshinon. So why all of a sudden here are we comparing a Lekula? Says the Gemara, because it's not really a Drasha. Asmachta ninu midrabana nu Lekula. It's really, the whole thing just an asmachta. It's not really a real drasha. The whole thing's really just an asmachta. And therefore, Chazal went lekula with it. It's just really like a remez. It's not really a real drasha. And that's why we go with it lekula, because it's just an asmachta.